Can I thank the girls for singing? Thank you very much for taking part. We had Mark this morning, and we've Rodney tonight. And just before Rodney comes and brings the message, we're going to ask the children's choir to come and sing that piece again that they sang at the beginning. This will help them. Some of them are getting tired. So I think if they get on to their feet and come and sing that lovely piece again, come on up quickly in the order that you come. And as soon as they sing, Rodney's going to bring the message. Thank you very much.
Certainly should rejoice your heart. It brought tears to my eyes the first time I heard it, and when Mr. Park brought it, asked him to bring it again, it rejoiced my heart. That's a blessing, and it's been a joy to be here this day and to listen to the young people and the children as they have uplifted the name of Jesus And remember, it's at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Could I invite you please to turn in the Word of God, something I believe is a good practice with us all, but especially when we're speaking to the children. And we're going to turn in the Word of God to the New Testament and to the book of Luke chapter 18. And there are three verses just that I want to read to you. Christ blesses the children. And let me say, children, you are important to God. And these verses clearly identifies that to us this evening. Luke chapter 18. And could I encourage you to turn in your Bible? This is a good practice. Sometimes the Word of God's familiar to us, and the portions are familiar, and the places are familiar. We hear the stories of the Word of God, but this is a good thing. And we encourage the young people and children and everyone to turn up the pages of Holy Truth. Reading from verse number 15. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And then another verse that will be familiar to each one of us, the very center, the very heart of the gospel, in John chapter 3 in verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And with our Bibles open, could we just pause, please, for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the privilege of being under the sound of thy word already this day. And we're very conscious, Father, it's the entrance of thy word that giveth light. We pray, Father, tonight that you will bless us as we gather in thy presence. We thank you for the joy that you've brought to our hearts, even as the young people and the children of Zion. And, O God, we pray that you'll bring that needed hush of eternity across this gathering as we come to thy precious word, as we come to bring the message that, O God, that you've laid on our hearts for this meeting. We pray, Father, that you'll give us listening ears. And, O God, you'll give us understanding hearts to receive the good seed of the word. Help me, Father, to make it simple. Lift me far above myself into the very hollow of your hand. We pray, Lord, that we might bring this message as thus and thus saith the Lord. And we pray that ere this meeting would come to a close, that new names will be written down in glory. And may some one person, may many others, be able to say, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I considered this meeting this evening, and I said to my wife, I said, my tummy feels as if it's in the 1600 spin of the washing machine. And I suppose when you come visiting another congregation, it's maybe a bit easier. But now that this is our congregation and for our family, our home, it seemed that wee bit more difficult today as I thought about the meeting tonight. But as I considered the meeting tonight, and I was saying to our sister Anne when we were going into the prayer meeting tonight, I considered so many things for this meeting. And yet the Lord, I believe, drew my attention back to the things, to the thoughts that I'm going to leave with you tonight. You know, it's more blessed to give than receive. And the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. But we were reading tonight in the heart of the gospel of the greatest giver, the greatest example of giving, and that was God, because God gave his only begotten Son. You know, I'm glad tonight that when I stand up here that I'm saved. And on Friday the 13th of August, and most of you know when I was saved, but Friday the 13th of August, I asked Jesus into my heart. And when I asked Jesus into my heart that Friday, I'd been attending some meetings that were held right in Upper Lands, and I can remember the lady was giving her testimony. And I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was a Friday. Friday the 13th of August. And I remember old Joe saying to me at home beside us, he says, "That's an awful day to be saved." I said, "Why, Joe?" He says, "Do you not know that's Black Friday?" And I says, "Now, I don't really think maybe the way you think, but I'm maybe not as quick to answer him." But this is how I answered him that day. I said, "Joe, Black Friday it might be to you, but it's the whitest Friday of my life. Because I asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart." You know, that's the greatest decision that men and women and boys and girls will ever make. But I want us to think tonight about three different times, just at the first part of this message, because I believe this is what the Lord would have me to say. But when I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart that day, I can remember the mission. Those who know Ruby Gillespie, Ruby was giving her testimony. And I remember her saying, you know, it's good to give something and it's good to receive. So I was thinking tonight, well, I suppose if I'm going to start off by telling them about a time of giving, I'll have to give them something. Now, when I lived in Macrofelt, you maybe could have got away with giving them a pound. But my wife said to me this week, she says, "But we're in Ballymoney now." She says, "You'll have to raise it." So I've got a nice £2. I wonder, will anybody take this £2? Will any child come and take this £2? Some wee child come and take it. Now you'll have to come. Didn't I think that you might come? Are you Jonathan or Philip? Philip, and your eyes, I could see them lighting up from the back. There's another boy coming. I've only got the one. And I'll give it to you. You came first. You're Philip or Jonathan?
Philip.
Right, you sit down, Philip. I don't have another one. But you will give him another one. Good. You see, men and women and boys and girls, I was thinking just like the day that it was 50p that was offered to me. And yet tonight, you know, the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ, it's so like what I have just done. Because so many times, the Lord Jesus Christ is offered to men and women and boys and girls. And you know what happened tonight? There were so many that hesitated. And yet when Philip came, he had to come, you see. And he took it, it was his own. Now when I look down, I can see disappointed faces. Sadie's one of them. And she's disappointed because you see it's too late now. And yet, isn't it so that one day, listen, it will be too late. And the time of offering, the time of giving out the gospel bell of salvation will be over. Now, this other wee boy was coming. And I'm sure he meant well. And there probably were others would have followed him. But it's too late now. And as I look across this gathering, I can see lots of children, and you're disappointed. But there is no more £2. The £2 has gone. And it's gone to the one who came. Can you not see what I'm trying to tell you tonight? Now, this first thing that I'm mentioning is a time of giving. Will you come, mums and dads? You've seen your children tonight. They've been coming for it. Maybe it's the children in your home that will lead you to Christ. We've been reading tonight, "Suffer little children to come unto me." Maybe it's the little children that go home from Sunday school or the children's meeting and they're reading the Word of God to you, Mama. And as you sit in the meeting tonight, you've ever asked Jesus into your heart. And you're one of those that will hesitate. You put it off. But one day the last call will come. I believe it's so in so many of our congregations. Men and women come on the Sabbath. And they listen. And sometimes they're on the very edge of their seat. And they'll say, yes, Mr. Park is so true in what he's saying, and I must come. But I'll not come tonight. Wonder, boys and girls, just like Philip did, he came. Philip's happy now because the £2 is his. In other words, he's got the reward. Thank God, the door of mercy. We are in this day of grace. And everyone that's in this meeting tonight out of Christ, you can come. Well, then we think of a time of giving. But then what about a time of gaining? You know, I know in my house, I would always say, especially at Christmas time or at birthdays or something like that, I would always say, you know, don't bother about me. Don't bother about me. You know, it doesn't matter whether I get anything or not. And I always say, well, listen, forget about me. Like, I don't know what's happening. Better see where he is. Call him. And I'll keep talking. It's not going to work the way I thought it would. But you know, sometimes in our family, especially at Christmas time or birthday times, everybody's getting presents. He's not coming. Where is he? Go and get him. Not matter. We'll do it the way it is. Come on, son. Never worry. What odds? Things don't always work the way we want them to work. Don't you worry. And this is for me, isn't it? It is. What's your name?
David.
You're David. Well, wait till we see, David, what it says in this. Me and you wouldn't make good actors, David. Wouldn't work right for us. Sure it wouldn't. No. It says in this... You know, I do like presents, but anyway, never let on. To Rodney from David, you owe me £200. Not so sure about this, David. But anyway, thanks. You go and sit down and I'll explain to them what's going on here. Now, I've got a present. I always say I don't like presents, and this one says you owe me £200, and the only time that usually happens that I owe anything for a present, usually about the week before Christmas, my wife would say to me, I need some money. I'd say, what for? She'd say, I need to buy you a present. It's not usually what happens, men. It's not usually the way it happens. When the wage earner in the house, maybe it's a wee bit different now, dear. But anyway, yes, this present's for me, but it should already be paid for. You see, whenever you go out and buy a present for somebody. And this big present that I've got, I can see people looking at me and they think, what's in it? And I'll be going to tell you what's in it. But you know, when you get a present, a gift, it's already paid for. And you know, I took the gift from David tonight. Doesn't matter what the card said. I took it from him and I received it. You see, when it comes to my birthday, or Father's Day was last week, and we're out on our excursion on Saturday in Bangor. And what a great day. It was my first day with the Ballymoney people. We enjoyed it. Enjoyed McDonald's and all of it. But I didn't get this watch. But a nice wee everyday watch. And my children bought me that for Father's Day. I didn't say to them, I don't want your old watch. I don't get up on Christmas morning. And that's all these carpet slippers I get every year. They've changed from check ones now to nice leather ones. They've moved me up a scale. But I don't, so if you're getting a message, children, change it this year. But when I get the present, I don't say to them, I don't like your old slippers. I say, when you get presents from your wains, you don't say to them, I don't want your present. No. You receive it, and you're glad, and you take it. It's precious. And yet, boys and girls, and mums and dads, listen to me. The gift of God, which is eternal life, prepares you for heaven. And there's many in the service tonight, and as yet you've never taken it. In other words, you've really looked up to God and said, I don't want your gift. And you've lived on. You know, if I did that in my home to my children or my wife, and I kept refusing their presents,
Well, I don't think we'd get on too well.
And yet there are three words in the Word of God that I love in 1 John, I think it is. God is love. God loves you tonight. Maybe as you've come to this meeting tonight, you never really realized that every time you leave the gospel meeting, boys and girls and mums and dads, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, really you're snubbing God. Don't want your son. Don't want your gift. And yet, boys and girls, the gift's already paid for. Bible tells us the Lord Jesus, they hung him on a cross. They put thorns in his brow. They put nails in his hands. Spit on his face. What will you do with him tonight? Will you take him home with you? I remember the very first wee boy I led to the Lord Jesus. William Montgomery was his name. He's 22, 23 years of age now, and he has his own wee garden centre. And the night he came to the Lord Jesus in a wee place called Mara Orange Hall, that's where we were having children's meetings. And he ran up the hall and he says, "Mummy, Mummy, I'm taking somebody home with me tonight that I didn't bring with me." He says, "Who's that?" He says, "The Lord Jesus. And he's in my heart. Mummy, will you take him home with you tonight? Daddy, come on, your little child knows the Savior. They've asked the Lord into their heart. They've agreed with God. They're a sinner. They've confessed their sin. Do you? Will you take him?" Wouldn't that be the greatest crowning for this Children's Day? That the families of Ballymoney would be complete in Christ. Time of giving. I brought that to you tonight. A time of daily, whatever way it happened, still was for me. Gift of God is eternal life. It's free, it's already paid for, but we've got to receive it. And I've took this as mine. And then I thought about a time of gathering. When I first thought about this message, I thought, how would I illustrate that? And then I thought, sure, Rodney, it's before you. Such a gathering of people here tonight. I look down and I see some of the names I'm starting to learn with my teeth in. I see McConaughey's. I see Macaulay's. That's a word you have to watch for. There's loads of them. And there's Campbell's, there's Hegarty's, there's Calderwood's, there's McAllister's, Mitchell's, Parks. Oh, I could go on. And all the families, the Hannahs, oh, I can see them all. They're represented in this congregation. But I wonder, will all those families, will all you people be in heaven? You know, I always think of this at Christmas time, especially. On Christmas Day, always before I have my dinner, and the children know this and Helen knows this to be true, I'm a soft sort of a creature and I would cry easily, and I would always have a good cry before my dinner. Up to Christmas of this past year, I would always have thought of my granny. Granny Boyd, loved her. She loved me as the oldest grandson. If I had children's meetings or any meetings I would have, Granny would ring quite late at night and she would say, "Now, no time for talking. I just want to know how you got on. Praying for you." And she would put the phone down. One Christmas, Granny was taken home to be with the Lord. And I'd always think at Christmas time of those that are no longer in the family and those that have gone on. This year it will be slightly different. Because on the 27th of January this year, I stood beside my mummy. She was only 58. And I watched her taking that last breath. And she too has left the family on earth. And she's gone home to be with the Father in heaven. I'm going to meet her. Let me ask you, those that you love in your thighs, let me ask you, will you meet them? Now you say, Rodney, I've got what you're saying. You've been giving out the gospel. You've explained it with your £2. You've been receiving the gift and you're talking about the gathering and the meeting and the gathering in heaven. But tell me, how do I do it? And I brought my wee ladder. I take this few wee places with me. I don't like taking my ladder because I don't like climbing it. But I want you to get this. I'm not going to come down there. I'm just going to stay here. But mums and dads and boys and girls tonight, if you're ever to be in heaven, and I'm ever to claim this ladder, I'll have to take a step. Now, don't want you to miss this. You will have to take the step. Now, I could stand and look at that ladder all night and the fear of the ladder and what's going to happen. But unless I take the step, I'll never be on. And I'll never be on my way up. And that's the same for you in the Christian life. If you're ever to be in heaven, you'll have to take the step. Now, I meet lots of people and they'll say, but Rodney, I never know all that I need to know. I don't either. And I feel the Lord in learning and reading and everything. But there's one thing I've learned. And listen, this is something. Don't let the devil destroy you and tell you you'd never make it. You take the step tonight. And I've taken the step. And you take one step at a time. Now, when I'm climbing a ladder, I don't go from the bottom to the top, just like that. I would be in agony and pain if I did, and I'd probably have a fall. But you take one step at a time. And I haven't time to show you this, but in the Word of God it tells us, but grow in grace. Grow in grace. The little babies of the church in Ballymoney, they didn't eat roast meat today. They'd be eating something finer. They may even just be on the milk. So you must take the step. One step at a time. But there's something else going up this ladder I need to do. I need to hold on. If I don't hold on and start looking all around me, I'm going to fall. Sometimes that's what happens, you know. You start well and we look around us and we look at what he's doing and she's doing and some other wee boy and some other wee girl. So we've got to take one step at a time. We've got to hold on. But if I'm going up this ladder, there's a certain way I need to be looking. Up. And I say to you tonight, boys and girls and mums and dads, and I've well got your time. But if you're ever to be in heaven, then those are the steps that you'll have to take. You'll have to get on. I wonder tonight, mum and dad, boy or girl, is this your opportunity? Take the step. Listen, the offer's been given. The offer's been given. The gift for me has been received. And you know, when I think about my mummy, I have a bigger picture I have to keep my eyes on. And that is, she's with the Lord. I know there are folks in this congregation, and you've loved ones that are with the Lord too. But will you meet them there? I say to you in Jesus' name, you'll only meet them if you're ready. See, I'm going to heaven not because I'm a special or a good boy or was to my mother, but because I'm saved. And my desire, my prayer, is that you be saved too. I'm not here to hurt you tonight. There's a nursing home this afternoon, and I said to those folks this same remark. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to hinder you. I'm here to help you.
come and speak with us. Little children, young people,
moms and dads and visitors, if you know not the Saviour, come and speak to us. Now listen, Mr. Park cannot save you. Brother Mark Telford, that brought us such a great word this morning, cannot save you. Rodney Mitchell cannot save you. But we'll take you to the Word of God and show you the one who can. And he never fails.